This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Faced with holiday travel next to sneezing, snuffling human petri dishes, many like to arm themselves with antibacterial soap. The thing is, does the stuff actually work? There's news today. The Food and Drug Administration is asking makers of antibacterial soap to prove their product is more effective than plain old. Stacey Vanek Smith of Marketplace joins us live with the nitty-gritty. Hello, Stacey.
Hi, David.
So why is the FDA wringing its hands about antibacterial soap?
Well, it's very popular. It's a billion-dollar industry. Millions of Americans are using these products, and we're talking everything from body wash to toothpaste. There's a concern now that too much exposure to these products can cause some problems. For instance, antibiotic-resistant bacteria and even hormonal effects on people. Plus, the FDA says there's no evidence right now that these products are more effective than regular soap at preventing people from getting sick.
So should we also question using those hand sanitizers at the store and the airport?
Well, no. Most hand sanitizers are mostly alcohol, so they're not part of this rule. And also antibacterial products used in healthcare settings like hospitals wouldn't be affected. This is really focusing on consumer products like body washes and soaps. And there's a worry that people are just using these things all the time and that overexposure could start having effects.
What does this mean for all the companies that make these products?
Well, nothing's coming off the shelf right now, and the companies have a year to prove that antibacterial products are safe and that they're more effective than regular soap. If they can't, they'll have to change their formulas or relabel their products.
All right. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith, thank you very, very much.